Great, then here we are with a bonus episode of Lucky Paper Radio. My name is Andy. I'm here, as always, with my co-host, Anthony. Going to drive the van a little bit this year?
Maybe. We'll see.
I'm going to put you on the insurance. And so if I need a break and Parker's not feeling it, then you get to pilot the large van.
You know I love driving, especially when it is a large vehicle.
What's the biggest vehicle you've ever driven?
Probably a... what maker is it? A Suburban?
Oh, so we're going to break that record with this 15-passenger van.
Oh, for sure. Well, that's maybe not true. Maybe when I moved last, I rented a bigger van at some point.
Yeah. One time, I had a friend who was moving apartments with their girlfriend. And then last minute, they had to travel for work on the day they were moving. The day before they were moving. And so they were like, can you go pick up this U-Haul I booked for us at this U-Haul place? And it was at like one of the most distant U-Hauls in the city. It was like way further out than many of the U-Hauls I've been to before. But I was like, sure, I'll do this for you. And I show up and he had rented a like 35-foot moving truck.
Nope.
That I then had to drive back on all these little
You need like a commercial driver's license for that?
I guess not. I mean, you can just rent it on U-Haul. I don't know what the deal is. Yeah, no, it's not. So the deal is you can't rent a vehicle larger than a 15-passenger van without a commercial license, but that's a passenger count, not a foot size thing.
Interesting.
You're not allowed to drive a vehicle with more than 15 passengers in it unless you are specially licensed, on account of how many people will die if you mess up. But I guess if you just crash a big truck that only has you in it, they don't really care.
Interesting point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for tuning into our podcast about different sizes of vehicles.
Don't rent a 35-foot U-Haul if you're moving in the city. Just make multiple trips with a smaller U-Haul. This is my moving advice to all of you out there. This is a quick little bonus episode for us. We wanted to share a couple more details about KubeCon with everybody. If you're not attending, don't turn the podcast off, okay? Because a lot of what we're going to talk about is the coverage schedule. If you are not able to attend KubeCon, but you still want to participate in the fun, and there will be a lot of it, then we would strongly encourage you to tune in to the NRG Twitch channel, which I think is at NRG Series. We're going to put the link in the show notes so you can find it very easily. And coverage is going to start on Thursday at 12:30 p.m. This is all Central Time, the weirdest time zone. But, well, I guess Mountain's probably the weirdest time zone. But you'd have to adjust for whatever time zone you're in. 12:30 p.m. Central is when coverage starts, and it's going to start with a special draft helmed by some of the celebrity drafters that are going to be at KubeCon of David McDarby's Live the Dream Cube, with David and Becky Bell on coverage and me on the floor doing interviews with the drafters and the person who gets a 3-0.
So you're actually the person that gets to be there when the dreams are lived and say, look at this dream!
Yeah, they're going to throw it to me and I'm going to say, how did it feel to spend 9 mana on a spell? Or whatever you do in the Live a Dream Cube. Then right after that at 5 p.m. Central is the grudge match, Wisconsin versus England. This is the team draft of my Bun Magic Cube between the Wisconsinites of Jay Bro, Sam Black, and Caleb Durward, and the Englandites, the English folk of Emma Partlow, Pleasant Kenobi, and Dom Harvey. That'll be a very interesting draft. I'm really excited to watch it.
Speaking of dreams, is that your dream? Seeing a bunch of these great, great players draft your own cube?
It really is a dream.
And then you get to just talk about it the whole time?
It really is a dream. I can't wait. I'm so excited about it.
I'm glad this happened for you.
And that coverage goes all the way until, I think, 9 or 9:30 p.m. Central Time on that Thursday. I'll be honest, this spreadsheet that Justin made is not entirely clear about the end time. It's either 9 or 9:30.
I mean, sometimes a draft is a little vague in the end time anyway. You just need to know when to start watching.
Yeah, and I want to emphasize for those that watched coverage last year, which I still think was great, the coverage game is going to be significantly upped this year. We got professional esports people that are handling things. The coverage team has put in a lot more legwork to make sure that we know what we're talking about. So tune in. I think this is going to be the best paper cube coverage there has ever been.
I would be surprised if there was any competition for that, to be honest.
The SCGCon 10K cube draft was pretty good. It was covered by SCGCon's coverage team.
But this is bigger.
Lots of cubes. Well, yes. This is a different kind of thing. I think it's going to be more entertaining and fun to watch. Then, starting on Friday, October 20th, coverage begins at 9 a.m. Central, and the first cube being drafted is the Modern Darlings Cube. That's Jay Bro and Becky Bell in the booth talking about that. That's going to go through until 1:30 p.m. when the second cube of the day starts, and this is John Terrell's Cartographia Cube. That's Emma and I in the booth talking about that. And then the day will end with Justin and David in the booth to talk about the Creative Cube, and coverage that day is going to go all the way until 10:30 p.m. Central Time.
And for each of these drafts, are you going to both be able to see someone actually drafting and the games?
That's a great question. For those that didn't watch last year, yes, we will watch someone draft over their shoulder. Usually they try and select a drafter that people might know or recognize, depending on who ends up being in the pod. Then we're going to watch that player's round one, and then follow the winner of each round so we get to watch the finals. So it might be that if the person we watch draft goes all the way to the finals, we watch all of their matches. It might be they lose in round one, in which case we follow the person that beat them and work our way up the pod until the finals.
And who's actually going to be in these pods? Is this just attendees that are in the main event that happen to get put into that pod of that cube?
Yeah, so Thursday, those pods are preset. That's not actually a main event day. That's an open drafting day for those right, that are at okay. KubeCon. So the Chi Stands Alone Celebrity Draft and the Grudge Match, those are preset pods. On Friday and Saturday, these are just open pods, so whoever is in them. This is the first time, I say the first of 2 years, this is the first time that people have known what Cube is going to be on coverage, and I know there are some players out there that are explicitly trying to get on coverage by prioritizing those cubes in those exact time slots, which is something you can try and do. I don't exactly know how the algorithm that's part of the Hedron Network, which is the name of the system that's managing the tournament, is organized, but yeah, the rest is just going to be regular players, essentially, that are assigned to that pod.
Yeah, it just occurred to me that I could be one of those players, and that's terrifying to see somebody watching my draft over my, or see everybody watching my draft over my shoulder.
You could explicitly avoid those those time schedules.
I'm just going to try and go full random. I don't know if the Hedron Network actually supports that, but that might be
just
where I'm at.
Make no selections?
Exactly, yeah. And hopefully those will be competitive enough for this reason that it's not going to happen. Or maybe it will. It could be fun. We'll see.
Who knows? So, again, that's a full coverage day from 9 a.m. Central to 10:30 p.m. Central. And there will be no breaks. The plan for coverage this year is that we are not going to be breaking away. We have B-roll footage you put together. We have other things to do in between when we're waiting for matches to end or things like that. We have secondary matches we can even jump to sometimes if a match we're watching ends early. So this will be nonstop coverage, as professional as possible. Same times on Saturday, 9 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. The first draft of the day is the Creatureless Cube. This is probably the most novel, weird cube that's featured at KubeCon, so if you want to see a very different kind of environment, tune in first thing in the morning on Saturday to watch that. Then the Old Border Foil Cube, one of the fan favorites of KubeCon attendees from last year, is going to be in the middle of the day, starting at 1:30 p.m. Central. Then, Anthony, Saturday, the last draft of the main event, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, is going to be your regular cube, which Emma and I will be in the booth to commentate on.
Wow. I mean, everybody's going to be exhausted at the end of the day, and I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be cool to see.
I mean, this could
people.
Be a high-stakes draft, yeah. Because at this point, there'll be a lot of people that are going to be right on the cusp of being top 64, which will get them into day 3 of the event. So the stakes will be high, possibly, in this regular cube draft, and I'm excited for it. The coverage does not end there, though. We have one more day of coverage. This is Sunday, October 22nd, and there are two drafts covered that day. The first is one of the 8 top 64 drafts. So there will be a top 64 players based on a point system from the 2 main event days. Those 64 players are put into 8 pods, and the winner from each pod makes it in top 8. We're going to watch one of those top 64 pods, and it's going to be people drafting Emma's Peasant Cube. That's Emma and Becky in the booth to discuss that, and again starting at 9 a.m. Central Time. And then at 1:30 p.m. on Sunday is the top 8 for KubeCon. This will be the best players rising to the top. I mean, I would be surprised if we didn't see Sam Black, Caleb Durward, Reed Duke, all of these sort of big names in this pod, because we saw it last year. Good players are good at Magic, it turns out, and especially good at being consistent over a long weekend. So you can expect to see the most competitive cubing of the week at that draft, and that is going to be the MTGO Vintage Cube, so probably the most recognizable cube for those of you out there. You've probably played it before if you play on Magic Online.
And that's the Vintage Cube, right? So it's got all the power, it's got all the iconic cards from Magic's history, it's got everything you want to see, and
it's got it all.
All the best. I mean, this is actually kind of a novel thing, not just in that, obviously, we get to see this cool cube in paper, we get to see a lot of great players, but often when you're also seeing people that are, you know, of this caliber on stream and things, they're just playing against the regular run-of-the-mill, I mean, you know, the skilled players of Magic Online, but here we're going to get to see them all face off against each other, and that's going to be super cool.
Yeah, have you ever seen Reed Duke and Sam Black play Vintage Cube against each other?
I never have.
And that very likely might happen this weekend, and we'll get to see it in paper too, which is even better. So yeah, that coverage goes until probably around 5:30 p.m. when that draft is all wrapped up. There'll be a little ceremony awarding the KubeCon champion their little trophy like we did last year. And that's the full coverage. So, I mean, pretty much nonstop, starting Thursday, midday, going until Sunday evening, you have Cube to watch on the NRG Twitch channel. And please tune in. It's going to be great. And like Justin said, even if you're not going to tune in, get a couple computers, put them on VPNs, put them on VPNs from different continents, pull up the stream, and just you know, help run those numbers up. Tell your friends about it, tweet about it, whatever.
Yeah, and then you will also be able to watch those in the future on YouTube, right? Or we just don't want to tell people that because you got to watch it live to get that real experience.
It'll be more fun to watch it live because any bloopers will be edited out or whatever. But they are eventually going to be on YouTube, mm-hmm. so if you can't make it live, you'll have a chance to experience this play later on as well. I also want to give a shout out to the UberCube podcast, who got their act together and actually managed to make 5 or 6 episodes about primers for drafting different cubes that are going to be at KubeCon. We tried. It was hard. We had a lot going on. We had a lot going on this past couple months with the print and everything and trying to get everything ready for the con. So we did not succeed in our goal, but UberCube did. So you should go over and check out those episodes if you want more information about what's going to be drafted at KubeCon. If you're going to be driving or flying to KubeCon, maybe pull those episodes up for your travel. It's a nice thing to listen to. Get yourself pumped. If you did end up purchasing one of our prints, you can pick it up at the merch table at KubeCon. I'm going to email everybody about that later on, so you have an email with those details in it. But if you're listening now, that's where you can pick up your print, and that's going to be available whenever the merch table's open, which I think starts on Thursday at noon.
But if you want to get it signed, there's space for all the Cube designers to sign it over the course of the weekend, then definitely try and get it sooner so you have time to do that.
And finally, if you're going to be at KubeCon, come say hi to Anthony and I. We're excited to meet you. I gotta say, I'm a little bit nervous just because I'm really bad with faces and names, and I'm worried that people are gonna have met me last year mm-hmm. and be like, "Hi, it's me," and I'll be like, "Hello, you." So do me a solid. Even if we talked last year or whatever, remind me of your name, remind me of your online handle, because I don't mean to be forgetful, but it's something I struggle with.
I'm not worried about that because I'm certain that it's going to happen. It's not a concern, it's a fact.
I just don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I'm just so bad at remembering those things. So remind me if you see me.
Or if you don't see us, if you're just like, "Who's this dork?" and then we start talking and you're like, "Hey, you're the guy. Come say hello."
That also works. And if you're playing us in any of the drafts, you have to throw.
I do not co-sign
it's
on that.
It's very important that not. You throw. Is there anything else people should know for KubeCon, Anthony?
I don't think so. I mean, I think the big thing is just tune in for this coverage. It's really going to be great, I think.
Yeah, we worked really hard on it. I'm excited about it. I'm picking out my outfits. I got to figure out what my fits are going to be while I'm on coverage. I think one of the days I'm going to wear are the custom track jackets we had made for our playgroup.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm excited about that. But yeah, tune in. Check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. No need for the regular outro. It's just a little bonus episode. I'll just play the music
just
now.
Just a little bonus.
I'll just play the bonus. Well, I guess I just said the music is by DJ James Nasty.
That's true.
We didn't mention the single magic card, though, so I won't say who made them. You have to check another episode if you wonder who makes the magic cards.
You can go to the Cards Benson page, and it'll be a 404 error.
And then you can see the 404 page I designed.
You can see the nice 404 page.
When the website was first built.